Sunday night, or L'chavav Tishrei, Tov Shinai and Dalet.
Okay, Dvar Halacha and Chavis Haldodas. Let's say someone gets confused and says V'sein Talu Motor in Shmona Esrei, these now got confused, you know, Mashpuach, Marit HaGeshem, and he says V'sein Talu Motor. So let's say he finished Shmona Esrei. You have to say Shmona Esrei over again. So it's actually a Machloikas contemporary Achronim. Svarim bring down from Shlomo Zalman that you do not have to say Shmona Esrei over again. It's considered, we're talking about now, if you finish Shmona Esrei, you don't have to say over again because it's considered Zman Gishomim. But that's, the Chazon Ish holds not like that. And the Shari Tshuva is mashma not like that. So it's a shaila. I would recommend davening over again. Maybe you try to do a tefillas nedava, machmas sofek. Now, what about if you remembered that you, if you realized it? So the Mishnah Berurah, really, the din is, let's say we'll talk about if you remembered before you said Baruch Atah Hashem. Because once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, it's like it's the same shaila. But if you remembered before you said Baruch Atah Hashem, so really, me'ikra, then you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. It's not enough just to say the same bracha and to go further. But if it's toch kedei dibur and you're fumbling and, you know, whatever, so then that's considered toch kedei dibur, even if it stretches for a few seconds, and therefore you just have to say the same bracha and correct yourself. And even if that's not the case, but taka it's lacha kedei dibur mamish, the bir alocha paskins that b'dievid, that's good enough, just to start from the same bracha and to go further. Okay, that's the Dvar Halacha. Now, Chavis Halvavis, we're learning Shar HaPrishus, which is the Shar of abstinence, to practice self-control, and he's Ma'arich in the beginning of the Shar, and in the Prokim up till Perek Hamishi, which is where we're up to, about that really is a major part of a person's avoda, to conquer what he would like and to withhold it from himself if there's no need for it. And that's Shara Precious. Now in Parak Hamishi, he's talking, at first he talked about being Porish from Dvorim Asurim. Now he's talking about being Porish from Dvorim Butorim, and so he's going through practical things. He says, so if you want to practice precious, you want to be kone this midah, because it's a good midah. So he said, the first thing is talking. Don't talk so much. Then he recommends a very radical, revolutionary idea. He says, talk a little less and think a little more, which is, nowadays especially, is very radical. Besim chilufei ribui dvarecha, instead of talking so much, orech tvunoscha, think a little more. Try to develop your intelligence. Think about things. He said, we learned, if you remember, he says, keep a log of what you talked a whole day, and you'll be shocked that 90% of it is either usur or just some babbling, wasted time. And we would have been better off being quiet. First of all, it leads you into trouble. Second of all, it's bittul zman. And third of all, what do you need it for? Stam. Better spend the time thinking. So think about things, develop your intelligence. Utmidus his bonanuscha, which would be sort of shar habachina. You don't know what to think about. You're walking in the street, think about the grass, if there is any grass. Think about anything. And shar habachina teaches you how to look at anything in the world, even modern inventions. This is really maybe going off a slightly on a tangent. Maybe it's a chiddush of the Chavis Halvavos, maybe not. That in the development of mankind's inventions in Shara Bechina, there weren't, you know, we laugh, but in his days there also were chidushim in their technology and their science. He said, that's also my Eis Hashem. That's not man-made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides in which door certain chachmas will be mitpateach. So anything you look at, whether it's a sunset or flowers or fruit or cars and sidewalks, And anything you see is an opportunity to think about Godless Hashem and Chochmas Hashem and Chesed Hashem. So you can always think about that, and you'll be developing your emuna as per his explanations in Shar HaBitachon. So you could always, so first of all, you'll be developing your koach to think, orech tmunoscha. That's a good thing. Utsmidus is bonanuscha, the consistency of his bonanus, which l'chore refers to Shar HaBechina. V'cheshbon nafshecha l'Hashem. You could always think about yourself. Where am I holding? What's my davening like? What's my learning like? Am I happy with myself? Maybe you shouldn't think about that, you get depressed. But that's things. And but this is all tangential to don't talk so much and think more. Kiatvuna, very beautiful words. Kiatvuna ner tachniseu belibecha. Just thinking about anything is like a light in your soul. V'cheshbon hanefesh, if you can develop that further and think about where you're holding and what you're doing with yourself, and as I said, how your davening is and what you're doing with your life, that's not a ner, that's a shemesh, he says. That's a burst of sunshine onto your soul. That's a huge light. Torah chadrei matzpuncha, you'll light up the inner rooms of your kishkes. Matzpuncha is utegalaloch koma shemistater bo. Now, it could be people don't want to. That's a problem. They don't want to. People are scared to be alone with their thoughts, which gives you something else to think about why that is. Okay.